Investigations are ongoing into the allegations and complaints made against the sheriff, and El Paso County commissioners recently voted unanimously to seek Makita's resignation. At the time, they said it wasn't about guilt or innocence, but rather what they saw as compromised leadership and a failure to live up to high personnel standards. Rally organizer Rebecca Duran agrees. She says Makita deserves due process, but Duran adds she can't abide by the sheriff breaking the code of conduct laid out on the department's website.
He's already admitted that he's done wrong. He's behaved inappropriately at work. So, you know, just do yourself a favor, do the community a favor, and please resign and step down.
That doesn't appear likely. The sheriff has repeatedly stated he will not step down and reiterated his position during an unrelated press conference earlier this week.
As I've said, I am staying here until this investigation is completed. There's a lot of facts that are going to come out after this independent investigation is completed, and I think the community deserves to hear those facts before any more judgments, executions, or determinations of guilt are made.
Makita says he supports the investigation and that the allegations do not detract from the department's ability to do its job. Supporters of the sheriff, including his wife, family, and friends, held a counter rally. His wife, Vicky, declined to be interviewed, but supporter Anne Marie Gary says the full story isn't being told and calls recent events a witch hunt.
No one is perfect in this world, and I would not want to be the person to cast that stone, and that everyone has made mistakes. He's owned up to that, I think. Nothing criminal. He has done zero wrong that is criminal.
Gary says residents should wait until the investigation is complete before making a decision about the sheriff and encourages supporters of Makita to speak up. The El Paso County Clerk and Recorder's Office rejected a draft recall petition, saying it did not meet legal standards. The petition can be changed and resubmitted for review. For KRCC News, I'm Andrea Chalfin.